As you know, this is a special service at the beginning of this year, the 31st, to mark our 90th anniversary, which is later on in the year. But we're going to have a few thoughts here just to begin the service. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. There are three words that Charlie thought of a long time ago to do with this year. And the words are reflect, relate, and renew. You know, as we look at this, or these verses this morning, Paul reflects. And as he reflects, he thanks God for the believers at Philippi. Look at verses 3 and 5. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And verse 5 says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. As Paul reflects over the past, he thanks God for the work that God has done in the lives of these believers. Not only does he thank God for the work that he has done in their lives, but he thanks God for their fellowship in the gospel right from the outset, right up to that very point in time. You know, the believers at Philippi had been a real encouragement to Paul. They had been a real source of help and blessing to him over the years in his ministry and service for the Lord. And Paul is thankful to God for them each and every one. You know, let us pause for a moment this morning. And many of us who have been in the church here for many years, as we look back over the years, we should be thanking God for the work that God has done in all of our lives individually, for the way God has blessed us, and indeed for the work that God has done in many of the departments, the various departments over the years in the life of Lisburn Baptist Church. Paul reflects, and as he reflects, he thanks God for the believers at Philippi. But you know, Paul relates, and as he relates, he reminds them that he is continually praying for them. Look at verse 4. It says, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. Paul is reminding the folk at Philippi here that he is continually praying for them. Look at his prayer, verses 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. What a prayer, friends. Look what Paul's praying for the believers at Philippi here. Much in his prayer for their spiritual growth and development, and that everything might be to the glory of God. What a prayer. It was for the glory of God. And it is an example that each and every one of us should follow. Paul reflects, and as he reflects, he thanks God for the believers at Philippi. Paul relates, and as he relates, he reminds them that he is continually praying for them. And Paul renews, and as he renews, he reminds them that God, who has begun a good work in them, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 highlight this very clearly. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That simply means it's the very least you can do. And then the second verse goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friends, throughout the year, let us reflect on the good things that God has done. Let us relate And when God's word goes forth in our own individual quiet times and indeed in the life of the church, let's take it to heart and to remind ourselves that God wants to do a work in our lives as well as other people's lives as well. And as Paul renews, as Romans 12 and verse 2 or 1 and 2 tell us, let us present our bodies as living sacrifices to him, such that will be holy and acceptable to him, because it is our reasonable service.